This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Tell me, am I an a-hole or is this just normal friendship behavior? Because I'm really struggling with this situation this morning, okay? I have been a nervous friggin' wreck this show. Have I not? Have I not? My head has been in the clouds over this. And maybe this wouldn't be a problem for most normal people, but like, yo, if you work an early morning schedule, this has been a friggin' issue over here.
Yeah.
Y'all, today is the release of the Nintendo Switch 2. And if you're like, yo, Kramer, you're a 42-year-old man. I know. I friggin' love Nintendo. It's like my thing, right? So if you ordered it from Walmart, they're like, hey, we're gonna get it delivered to your house early. So order it with us. It's early morning delivery. And I'm like, cool. So I get a text this morning. It's 7:10. And it's like, yo, guess what? Good news. Your Switches have been delivered. I was like, yo, early morning. I thought that was going to buy me time to like, not that early.
For other people who have like regular normal schedules, that's probably like the best case scenario.
Yeah.
But for us who are the early risers and who have already been at work for a couple hours, when like something gets delivered and you're not there, it kind of sucks.
Problematic, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, in my head, I don't know. I live in a condo, in case you don't know. So I live in a condo. I ordered two of these Nintendo Switches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one for my buddy that's deployed right now, and then one for me. So I'm like, oh my God.
And it's not just you. It's like if his gets taken away, that like, sucks too.
My guy is deployed fighting for our freedom right now.
Yeah.
Y'all. Like, this can't happen.
He needs his Nintendo Switch.
I don't know how these things got delivered. Are they just literally sitting in my condo, just willy-nilly sitting down there for someone just to take? Now, if you don't know how big of a deal this is, this would be like Beanie Babies back in 1994 just sitting out in the lobby of somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to solve this? What am I going to do? And I'm like, somebody's got to go get these. I can't sit here for the next few hours. I don't get out of here usually until noon. Like, I can't function today.
So we've been trying to see who would even be in the area that you'd actually feel comfortable with asking to go get them.
Could go run over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, hang on. I do have one friend that could possibly, she lives, I'm in Columbia. She's in Ellicott City.
Not too bad.
Here's the problem. Today is her day off. I know she has Thursdays off.
Oh, man.
So I go to text her and
yeah,
I realize.
All she wants to do is sleep in.
I know.
Yeah.
And I realize that she has her phone on Do Not Disturb.
And you disturbed her anyway.
And I, you know how it says like notify anyway?
Yeah.
So I literally hit like notify anyway. And I'm like, yo, can you just run to my house really quick
and go grab
that thing, please? Like, I know this is your day off. I know it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
This is like not what you want to be doing at all. But like, I have Nintendo systems sitting out in my lobby. Do you mind running over to my house? And all she said was like, okay. And like, okay is such, okay can mean so many things.
I mean, did like, she do it?
She did. She just sent me a picture. She literally picked them up and she's going, they're safe.
And what kind of packaging were there? Because your whole deal that you've been spiraling about is you legitimately thought that Walmart was going to just drop off these boxes exposed. And I'm telling him, listen, they're going to be in a box. Like, and how did they look? Were they enclosed?
I can't take these fast enough. Can you see that far away? They're covered. Yeah, they're covered.
Okay.
They're good.
All right. Yes. Like as we thought they would be. They were covered.
Am I an a-hole for asking my friend on her day off to go to my house to go pick those things? She probably had to drive 20 minutes to go do it. Or is that normal friendship behavior?
40-minute trip?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. At 7 o'clock in the morning on her day off.
Is that normal friendship behavior or am I an a-hole? We'll go around the room, Jess.
You're an a-hole, but I mean, she still did it because she's your friend.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that doesn't make you not an a-hole.
Both? Is it both?
It's both, to be honest.
Charlotte?
So it has yet to be decided based on, have we learned from Tom helping with your car, and are you going to send her money for a little treat?
Oh, do I need to pay her for this?
I think that
it's
would...
not, okay, here's the deal. Listen to me. It's not about paying these people that do nice things for you. It's about also doing something nice for them.
Yeah.
Because you want them to be a friend to you. You kind of also have to be a friend back because you do a lot of asking and taking.
What do I do in return?
And we just want a little more of the giving. No, it's about like when you go pick it up, it's bringing her a coffee. Hey,
yes,
I know that I took 40 minutes out of your day on your day off. Here's some breakfast and I'm going to drop this off for you, or dropping you off lunch as you pick up your Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, because you have to go get it anyway. So that's
That's kind of how friendships work.
Yeah. Do something nice for other people.
Yeah.
It's a weird concept, but I'll try. I like that. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.